This is blasphemy. This is madness.
The Aaron Water Show. Yo, Aaron Water Show, back in the house. Quick housekeeping. We're changing the name of the Aaron Water Show to the Aaron Water Show Show. So we're doubling up on the show, and we're doubling up on the fun and the laughs and the locks. So, you know, tell your girlfriend, tell your mom, tell your friends, let them know. Okay, well, we're back, Fight Talk, with the Aaron Water Show on the Aaron Water Show Show. And we have a couple locks. Quick review of the last event. Skipped last week because I was too busy drinking claws. Week before, 0-1, Blagoy, my boy. Low-key, I might count it as a dub because Jason Herzog kind of fucked us. His opponent grabbed the fence and he didn't say shit, which is kind of whack. But yeah, we're over it. I actually Venmo requested Herzog for my one unit, and we're still waiting back on that. So if he hits me back, then we're going to count it as a dub. So right now it's pending. This week, though, we got UFC Apex Vegas 3. Main event, Curtis Blaydes and Volkov. But I wanted to go over my best bets, hot bets, hotter than area. We're gonna rate each bet according to how hot a ring girl is. So if I say the bet is an Ariani, then that's hot. Go all in. If I say it's a Brittany Palmer, I guess that's also pretty hot. Go all in. But yeah, we'll figure it out. Pretty much all the bets are going to be hot, though, so we'll go from here. So what we got first, my first bet is Marion Renault. We're looking on best fight odds right now, and we can get plus 165, which is honestly like a better deal than any Black Friday deal you'll find this year. And you don't have to like wait in line. You can just hit your book, hit that plus 165. That's an easy one. Five dimes. This is a toss-up. Raquel literally got pushed against and hugged against the fence by Holly Holm, who's a kickboxer. She got basically just mauled up against the fence. Borderline worst fight of all time. I was at the fight and almost fell asleep. And anyone who's ever been to a UFC event just knows how electric the environment is, and I was snoozing in round two. It was brutal, but luckily I had some White Claws with me. Shout out T-Mobile, I think, the arena. Yeah, shout out. No big deal. Was in a suite. But yeah, I mean, everyone's saying Renault is 42 years old. I think she's 42 years young. Big difference. She also, I was looking on her Twitter, she didn't get a stimulus check, and she was pissed. Which pretty much means, you know, she wants that win bonus. She needs cash. Pennington, probably not. You know, her girlfriend's on the card as well, Tisha Torres. So, you know, if Tisha gets the dub, then she's good. She doesn't need that win check. Renault needs that win check. She needs that win bonus. And for that, I think 165 is a steal. So we're going to go probably 500 units on that. Next up, I like... this is a spicy one as well. Jillian Robertson. I was actually on Courtney Casey in her last fight, but that was more of a fade of her opponent. Her opponent, borderline worst fighter in the UFC. She's a scrub, but no offense. As long as I say no offense, then you can't take offense to it. So, yeah, no offense. You might be the worst fighter in the UFC, but no offense. But Courtney Casey, she's all right. Jillian Robertson, though, she's going to push for the takedown. Probably get it because Casey got taken down pretty easily last fight. And, you know, she was able to get that guard sub. But Jillian, I think her jits, she's been working with Dean Thomas. I think she's a little more aware. I think she's hungry for a win. I think she's got, you know, I think an under would also be a spicy play. But I think I'm going to go with Jillian here, picking a side. That's $1.15 at Five Dimes. You can get it for $1.10 at Billy Hill. So yeah. And I think that'll wrap it up. I did like one prop. So that'll wrap up the straight picks. I did like one prop-a-rooney. Oscar Piachota. This dude is on a 3-fight losing streak, but he's been fighting actually studs. Fought Rodolfo Vieira, who's a straight up stud. Basically the Leo DiCaprio of jiu-jitsu. No chance. Like, Piachota's a sub guy. He's a subway worker. And I think what we can get here, yeah, plus 585 for Piachota by sub. I think that's pretty spicy. He's actually really clever with his grappling. He's gotten some high-level dudes in some really bad positions. So yeah, I mean, plus 585. Let's sprinkle that. We'll put 100 units on that, and I think that'll do. Just want to shout out our sponsors, White Claw, and I think that's it. So yeah, this is the Aaron Water Show. The Aaron Water Show. So yeah, peep you guys on the flip.